Jeff Blair loves to commute. Let him join you on yours. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. On demand. On demand. On demand. Jeff Blair has covered the CFL, 4 Olympics, and 8 World Series, including one during an earthquake. So yeah, live radio is a piece of cake. This is the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
So as of 2 o'clock today, Russell Martin and Jose Bautista are going to be teammates. Again, Martin and Bautista both went to Chipola Junior College in Florida. And the head baseball coach at Chipola Junior College, Jeff Johnson, will join us at 11:40 and get his take on Russell Martin, who, of course, is going to be unveiled at 2 o'clock today as the newest member of the Toronto Blue Jays. And then, well, us being the media and you being the fans, we're immediately going to start asking Alex Anthopoulos about what his next move is. We'll have to wait till 2 o'clock to do that, but I know this. Right now, right here, we'll have the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Gibbons. Maybe we'll ask him the question. John Gibbons joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Happy off season.
JB, how you doing? I'm down here in sunny, warm Texas, by the way.
Yeah, we're up here in cold, snowy, car sliding all into the ditch, Toronto. But opening day's coming up very quickly.
That's right.
So you've got Russell Martin. You know, you made a comment on Primetime Sports just after the end of the season where you talked about how it was, I think your exact words were, this wasn't the closest clubhouse last year. And of course, there are people who wonder whether or not there were some issues in the clubhouse. And I'll ask you about that. But just from your point of view, having a guy like Russell Martin, besides what he brings on the field as a catcher, what he brings off the field, that's got to be a pretty significant addition for you right now.
Well, Jeff, yeah, it is. You know, I don't personally know Russell yet. You know, I've seen him from afar in the opposite dugout. Love the way he plays. But, you know, from talking to, you know, other people that have had him and been around him, you know, you can sum it up. They also basically say he's an ultimate gamer, you know, and that's like the greatest compliment you can get in professional sports. And that, I mean, that doesn't just, you know, entail just, you know, what you do on the field. I mean, it's just a complete package, you know. He understands, I mean, he's a team guy. He understands what it takes to win. I mean, his track record proves that. And, you know, being a catcher on winning teams, you know, I think that carries a little more weight than being a winning player at some other positions, because he's involved with the most important part of the game, the pitching. So Russell, yeah, he's one of the top in the game at his position out there now, and we're fortunate enough to get him, and we really are. And, you know, he's a Canadian. That never hurts. But we're looking forward to it. I mean, I made those comments early on. Yeah, I mean, it was a different group. I mean, we had some big personalities, and it was just a different group, and we almost needed to inject some new blood, the right kind of blood, and I think Russell's that kind of guy.
John Gibbons joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. As a former catcher, what do you like about his game? And again, I know you viewed it from the opposite dugout, but what did you like about his game? You know, people talk now, John, about how pitch framing is so important in the game. Stealing strikes is what I think we used to call it. And he does appear to be a guy who gets an awful lot of low strikes, close to or out of the zone for a lot of his pitchers, which is going to be huge when you've got a young staff that you'd like to think a lot of them are going to be throwing two seamers. But what is it about him as a catcher that is particularly intriguing to you?
Well, Jeff, you know, first off, what jumps out at, you know, I mean, you can go to your first baseball game and not know anything about baseball, and you just watch and see the guy. You know, he's a take charge guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's in the center. The catcher's always in the center of everything. But you know, some of them are a little more laid back. You know, Russell's just a take charge kind of guy, and people can see that. You know what? I mean, he's running the game. That's big. I mean, he moves very well behind the plate. And like you said, the big thing now too is, you know, they talk about framing pitches, getting those, that extra strike call that you may need. You know, we have a lot of young power arms that are not easy to catch. And so I think it really helped those guys out. Like you know, Garrett Cole had last year with Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, a big arm. You know, they can ride that ball out of the strike zone pretty easy, and then you got to have strong hands, you know, to hold that ball in the zone. And he's one of those guys that do that. You know, they chart all that stuff now, and he's always at the top in those kind of rankings. So, and you know, he's an offensive threat too. He's a good all around pure hitter, and he's did a tremendous job last year getting on base and doing things like that. So he's really the complete player, you know. I mean, at a position you don't normally find that. You know, you'll find guys that, you know, really hit a lot. Mm-hmm. They may lack a little something defensively, and then just the opposite. You guys that are great defenders and have trouble with the bat. And but he's a complete package, and you know, teams are always looking for those kind of guys, and they're hard to come by.
John, where would you envision him hitting in the lineup? I mean, I guess a lot would depend on whether or not Melky's back. But let's just, if Melky isn't back here, would Russ be a candidate for number two?
Yeah, I think, you know what, yeah, if Milky's not back, I think that'd be a perfect spot for him, you know, just simply because he does get on base. You know, he could take some pitches for Reyes and let him do his thing on the bases. And then we get on base and you got Batista and Eddie and those guys coming up behind him to drive him in. Yeah, I think that would, you know, he can't say for sure on this date, but, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to maybe put him there.
What is
Maybe you ought to manage, man. You're coming up with those good suggestions. You ought to play for that.
Wilner had that like a week ago.
So Wilner's ahead of me? Ahead of me working faster than you?
I'm just saying he had it. He was running with that a week ago, or well, whatever day Russ Martin came out. Well, you're right. It'd be a good spot for him in the order. I mean, he's a guy. He can control the bat, and he's not afraid to take a strike. And you know, I think this stadium's going to help him. I think artificial turf is going to help him because, I mean, I did a piece that's up on the Sportsnet website. I spoke to Luis Gonzalez, who was a teammate of his in L.A. And, of course, Luis has done work for Fox Sports and is now with the Diamondbacks. And he said with that swing and Russ's approach, he said, I see a lot of balls bouncing off the turf when the roof's open going into the gap, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Now that you have Russ, what are the other needs for this team, do you think?
Well, you know, going into this offseason, you know, Jeff, we had some meetings with Alex, and you know, a number of names came up, possible, you know, free agent signings and trade targets, and you know, I mean, you know, there's certain guys out there that everybody wants a piece of. You know, Russell was one of those guys, mm-hmm. And, I mean, but it's unrealistic to think. I mean, you can get a bunch of them, you know. So, and we really didn't know for sure if we're actually going to get him. And now that we got him, you know, really excited. But I mean, there was big talk about, you know, we needed to, you know, strengthen our bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Casey's gone down there, and we struggled down there. So I mean, we really need to, you know, beef that up a little bit. You know, the question mark, you know, of course, you know, in left field, you know, what's going to happen to Melky, and then, you know, Rasmus is gone, and we're hoping Pompey's the guy, but you never know for sure. Eventually, we think he's going to be a great player, and, you know, if he comes to spring training as a good spring, then, he's a good chance he will be that guy. But, it's not always that easy. So there could possibly be, you know, two outfield spots, hopefully not, but, that could mm-hmm. happen. And then, you know, of course, the lingering question, you know, is always what were you going to do at second base and with Brett at third and in that second base spot. And, you know, we made the trade, you know, with Detroit. That's gonna help us, we think, down the road. So, you know, those two, signing Russ and making the trade with Detroit, really kind of, you know, have solidified some things. And the play of Pompey last year kind of got us excited and think maybe he's ahead of schedule, so maybe we don't need to address that. So, but one thing, you know, Alex is out there working it pretty hard. He always does. I mean, he's relentless. You know, you can't always get what you want. Is that a Rolling Stones song?
Mm-hmm.
But you can try, you know. But
and, that's also so part of the song.
Okay, but so there's some guys we want out there that, you know, but they're still, we definitely need to strengthen the bullpen. We need to cover ourselves maybe a little bit in the outfield. You know, Dierks may be that guy, and maybe a platoon out there if Melky's not back. You still have Pilar, but I'm sure there'll be, you know, some more moves. I don't know how big, but I'm sure there'll be some more moves.
Not to do Alex's job for him, but you guys have liked Andrew Miller for a while, haven't you?
Oh yeah, us and everybody else.
Everybody in baseball, I know.
Right. Yeah. You know. Jeff. He's a hot item right now. You know, he's come a long way in a couple of years. He was a big hard thrower that was kind of erratic, and he really came into his own the last couple of years. You know what? I mean, you look at our team right now with Casey gone. I mean, there's a hole in that closer spot, and the big debate is, you know, what do you do with Sanchez? You know, does he fill that role, or we put him in the rotation? There's a pretty good debate on that because we think we know he can pitch out of the pen. You know, we tested him a little bit down there, but we also envision him having a chance to be a top of the line starter that are hard to come by too at such a young age. So, we'll see there. I mean, but there's no question. You know, we need to strengthen up a little bit more. But I really like the way the team looks. I'd be honest with you, I like our young starters, you know, with Stroh and Hutch and Sanchez, I hope. And then, of course, you got the bookends, the old veterans, Dickey and Burley down there. And, you know, Norris is on the horizon, we think. Graveman, we think, can do that. You got Sean Nolan. So, I mean, there's some bodies there. You know, you can't forget Hap's in there. So I think what was a problem going into last spring, or there were some doubts anyway, it's kind of turned into one of our strengths right now.
Hey, John Gibbons joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Hey, John, you mentioned R.A. Dickey, and there's a couple of things at work here. One, of course, now that you have Russ Martin, the conventional wisdom, such as it is, seems to be that D'Honor Navarro either becomes an everyday DH or possibly gets traded. You've also got Josh Tholey because you're carrying R.A. Dickey. I mean, and I've got to ask you, there are people out there who think that R.A. Dickey, that he may be the guy that the organization looks at moving in order to address, you know, the issues it has in terms of position players. It does need, I think we can safely agree, you need at least one outfielder and maybe one infielder. And there's been this thing for the past year that somehow either R.A. and you or R.A. and some of the people in this clubhouse didn't get along all that well. Has he been an issue here, or is he just a different guy? Would that be the way to put it?
Oh yeah, Jeff. I mean, he's a different guy, different personality. But no, there's no problems there. You know, but he's he came in highly touted, and all the focus was on him, and he was just trying to fit in. And I think he's done. You look at what he's done for us in the last 2 years. He's done a tremendous job, but there's really no issues there. You know, I've heard people, you know, talk to me about those things too before. And one thing you got to remember about clubhouses, you know, we're with each other every day. You know, there's players don't agree with what I do every day, and I don't agree with what they do all the time. And so we talk some things out. You know, I mean, that's
you've had to talk to him a couple of times, haven't you?
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I've had to talk to every one of them a time or two.
Right.
That's just the way every manager in baseball, that's what you have to do. You know, you got to let them know where you're coming from, and you give them a chance to let them know where, what's on their mind. I think that's important. But, yeah, there's really been no issues any different than you have any normal year, you know. I think it's important that if it's something you don't like or something they don't like, that you talk things out. But, you know, every team in baseball does that. And you got to remember, too, like I said, you're with each other every day. You know, it's a very intense sport. You know, I mean, it's not like some of the other physical, that kind of intense I'm talking about. But there's a lot at stake. You're playing games every day. These guys have, there's a short window for their careers. I mean, so there's a lot on the line, a lot at stake. And number one thing, you're trying to win games, so there's tension sometimes. But there's nothing different there with him than anybody else that I've encountered over the years.
John, it was good to talk to you, as always. Congratulations on getting Russell Martin done, and hopefully we'll have a chance to have another conversation about another free agent acquisition or a trade acquisition.
Sounds good, JB. Enjoyed it.
Take care. John Gibbons, manager of your Toronto Blue Jays. So a couple of things. Takeaway. You heard Jerry and myself talk about R.A. Dickey and John Gibbons, and there were reports, and this is not telling. tails out of school. There were reports last year that they had a couple of fairly heated sessions in the manager's office. They went back and forth. They didn't always see eye to eye. And that's, you know, you just, that just happens. As John Gibbons says, he's had those with a number of people. We just don't know about it. The other thing is, and I sent this out on Twitter a couple of days ago. It's pretty clear that the Jays are extremely interested in Andrew Miller. I mean, I was told that Andrew Miller and Russell Martin were their top two targets from, like, the first day of the offseason. You talk to the manager, it's pretty clear that he thinks the top priority is addressing the issue in the bullpen. He mentioned twice Casey Jansen's not coming back. We don't have a closer. I think Andrew Miller is, right now for the Blue Jays, the most viable free agent candidate out there. It's not going to take 5 years probably to get it done. Might have to spend a lot of money, but it's not going to take 5 years to get it done. And one of the things we know about Alex Anthopoulos is, and I sent this out on Twitter this morning, you talk to people like Peter Greenberg, who represents Jose Reyes, and Melky Cabrera, and agents who dealt with Alex, and they'll say it's pretty easy. This is how Alex approaches free agency. He lets you know that he's interested in your client, and then he says, get your best offer, come back to me. Alex is operating under the 5-year limit right now. And I like McCowan, my understanding is that he's certainly able to talk to ownership about going beyond the 5-year thing. The 5-year thing has always been Paul Beeston's deal more than it's been ownership's deal here. But the agents will tell you that Alex's approach is, we like your client, get your best deal, bring it to me, and we'll try to match it. And the agents will tell you, Alex is not big on being the first guy to make an offer because he knows he's got restrictions. There's no point in getting into a bidding war with the Boston Red Sox for somebody and being the first offer out there. Because if you have a 5-year restriction and the other guy doesn't have a 5-year restriction, you make your first offer, the other guy goes, yeah, we'll do a little better than that. We'll give you 6 years. Well, right away, you're out of the equation. So Alex prefers having agents bring him their best offer and then decide to match or not. The Jays have been linked with a couple of players. They've been linked with Pablo Sandoval and John Lester. I mean, I've got no indication from people I've spoken to, and I know that Shy and Ben Nicholson-Smith and other people around here in Wilner, we got no indication that the Jays are just chomping at the bit to make an offer to Pablo Sandoval today. I know that report is out there. We know they've talked to Pablo Sandoval's agents on at least one occasion. We know they've talked to Andrew Miller's agents, I believe on two occasions, I've been told. They've had conversations with John Lester's agents. I don't know if they actually have an offer out for anybody right now. If you define offer as X years for Y dollars, I don't know if Alex has actually got an offer on the table for anybody right now. My sense is they're going to recalibrate a little bit after getting Russell Martin done. But that's where it stands as far as, you know, what I know and as far as what sources are saying. And we'll see where it goes. But we do know this. Russ Martin will be announced, unveiled, I should say, as the Jays' everyday catcher today at 2 o'clock. We will have the announcement live in Sportsnet 590. The Fan will be on TV. Zahn Campbell and myself will be walking you through it in TV. Wilner and Davidi will be down at the Rogers Center at the news conference. And, of course, you can rest assured that as soon as the details about Russell Martin are dealt with, Alex is going to be asked about his next move. So I'm going to ask you what you hope Alex will say when somebody asks him what his next move is going to be. What do you need to hear from him at this afternoon's news conference? 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. What do you need to hear from Alex Anthopoulos today? When he gets up, he's done his thing, welcomed Russ Martin, given him uniform 55, pictures taken, Canadian flag will be someplace. Everybody's happy. It's a done deal. What do you need to hear from Alex Anthopoulos today, in addition to the obvious that we're happy that that Russell Martin is here? 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. Join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Blair Show. My Twitter handle is SNJeffBlair. 1140. Jeff Johnson, who coached both Russell Martin and Jose Bautista at Chipola Junior College in Florida. 1140. Jeff Johnson will join us. It'll be an interesting day for him. Like I said, a lot of people I don't think even know that Bautista and Martin went to the same school. Should we go to Pat in Etobicoke? Pat in Etobicoke, you're on the Jeff Blair Show. What do you need to hear from Alex Anthopoulos today after he's thanked Russ and Russ's agent and said how happy they are, et cetera, et cetera? What do you need to hear from Pat in Etobicoke? What do you, Pat in Etobicoke, need to hear from Alex Anthopoulos?
I'd like to hear Alex say today that he signed Miller. I'm a huge Miller fan, Andrew Miller. The Baltimore Orioles did not lose because of Andrew Miller. They lost because they didn't score runs against Kansas City. Mm-hmm. This guy would be a huge, huge addition to the bullpen. Now, I know Alex can't say anything because, you know, he doesn't do that sort of thing. But that's what I would really like to hear from him. With him and the catcher, this team is going to be set big time. We'll have to fill in a few holes for sure. But that's what I'd like to hear from Alex today.
Like I said, I've been led to believe that the bullpen is an area of special interest. I mean, that goes without saying. You take a look at what they're losing. I wonder, though, and this was mentioned on Twitter. I wonder how Alex's experience as part of J.P. Ricciardi's front office when B.J. Ryan was signed. I wonder if that weighs in this situation. Would it make it hard for Alex, for example, to go to Andrew Miller, let alone the fact that Andrew Miller's never been a full-time closer, but would it make it hard to go to Andrew Miller and say, well, go to 4 years? The B.J. Ryan contract, it's developed a life of its own because of the way B.J. Ryan's career ended here. And because of sort of the perception people had of B.J. Ryan, people look at that as the worst contract ever. And point of fact, it was a pretty good deal in the first year. B.J. Ryan was pretty good his first year. Now, it was crap the rest of the time for a variety of reasons. Actually, Travis is right. The third year was okay, too. The second year was, in the fourth year, he just kind of lost. He just lost it. But Travis is right. The third year was good, too. It's not the worst deal the Blue Jays have ever given out. But, of course, because J.P. Ricciardi did it, everybody thinks it was like the devil's spawn of contracts, which, in fact, it wasn't. But I wonder if that might weigh against Alex doing this, especially since we know that Alex is traditionally not like to spend. He hasn't liked to spend a great deal of money in the bullpen. And that's not just Alex. That's a thing through baseball. But, boy, the times are changing. The World Series showed us one thing. It showed us that sometimes you can get by with the starting pitcher going six innings. If you've got a bullpen that can come in and lock guys down, if you've got a bullpen that can come in and lock the other team down. It's one thing the World Series showed us. Mark, you're on the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 Fan. What do you need to hear from Alex Anthopoulos today after he's told everybody how happy he is to get Russell Martin here?
Well, I think two things are very important here, Jeff. First, I want to know what he's doing in left field.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I want to know how he can get defensemen for the Leafs.
It all gets back to the Leafs, doesn't it? Look, it's funny. I looked at Billy Butler's contract with the Oakland Athletics, 3 years, $30 million. And Billy Butler and Melky Cabrera aren't the same player, not the same position. But I wonder if maybe the market for Melky and Nelson Cruz, I wonder if maybe it won't bring Melky a little more closer to the Blue Jays. Now, I still think as indeed everybody, most people do. We believe that Melky's probably going to leave as a free agent. But when I saw that Butler contract, I thought, man, if Butler's going to get 3 for $30 from Oakland, well, maybe Melky Cabrera doesn't get $15-16 million a year over 4 years from some team. And maybe if he only gets 14.5 or 15 over 3 from Texas or somebody, like, maybe Melky goes, you know, if I'm going to get that here as well, I like Toronto, I like the guys, I like Batista, I've got my boys here. I wonder if maybe the quiet that has kind of enveloped Melky Cabrera's situation, if maybe that doesn't mean it's the possibility of him re-signing here has gone up just a smidgen. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there, but it's the first thing I thought of when I saw what Billy Butler's contract was. Kent in Pictou, Nova Scotia, the home of Arash Madani and some guy who sits next to Ivanka Osmak. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I am doing well.
I'd love to see Melky back out there in left field. The first year he was injured. Last year he played great. But as to your question, what do we want Alex to do? Well, I want him to continue trying to make the team better. And we're in a situation now that one or the other has either got to happen. Either Dickey and Toley are going somewhere or Navarro is going somewhere. I believe he's still under contract for at least one more year.
Yes, I think they've got a year and an option, and they got one more year for sure.
Yeah, so you're definitely not going to be carrying with just signing Russell Martin and him being the apparent number one. Either Navarro or then the package of Dickey and Toley is going to go, and what's that going to turn into?
Yeah, it's funny, the whole John Gibbons was, Gibby was interviewed by Steve Buffery in The Sun today. And he was asked about the whole knuckleball situation with, you know, with R.A. Dickey and the idea that you have to have Josh Toley. Look, I think Russell Martin's a good enough athlete that he could probably try to catch a knuckleball. I think he is. But, I mean, that's an issue. If you have R.A. Dickey here, you've got to have the knuckleball specialist. And if you've got to have the knuckleball specialist catcher, I should say, and if you got to have that and it's Josh Toley, you've got to put up with the fact that you got a guy who can't hit, save his life. When you got a guy, he might as well not even carry the bat to the plate. Your best bet when Josh Toley comes up to the plate is that he leans into a pitch and gets hit, and they can put a pinch runner in. You're going to have to live with that fact. And I'm sure one of the questions that will be asked today of Alex is, all right, and Russell Martin too. Have you ever caught a knuckleball? John in Toronto. You're on the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Well, I had a little laugh with Travis about Ryan Goines, but anyway.
Right.
Here's what I need to hear from Alex. Francisco
yep.
Arellano is coming here. I agree with you about Melky. Maybe we have a chance to sign him or some mm-hmm. other left fielder, because you're right. I don't think the Butler contract was an interesting one. The honor goes to California for a reliever. I think that's it for my Christmas wish list. You know, and maybe Andrew Miller. But Francisco Liriano, he needs Martin. He pitches better with Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And you want a guy that needs a pitch framer? Him and Stroman need one. And, yes, Martin's good for that. But the honor going to Cali for a reliever, and maybe Melky Cabrera or Hanley Ramirez coming here.
Oh, that would be – appreciate the call, John. That the Hanley Ramirez and Melky coming back here would be – pretty good. It would certainly give you a lengthy lineup. I don't know. I have no handle yet on where Hanley Ramirez is going. I really don't. Keith in Scarborough. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Very good. I would like to hear Alex say, all right, we've got Russell Martin. We got half a battery. Now we're going to go and we're going to get John Lester. John is a proven veteran. He can win the games. He's got longevity. And with Russ Martin behind the plate, I think it's a great combination because of the uncertainties maybe with what Dickey's going to do, or, you know, Burley's getting towards the end of his road. I think it's a good start with Lester, and I think that's going to show guys like Melky Cabrera and maybe Nelson Cruz and some of the other guys, hey, Alex means business in Toronto. There's something good going on there coming down the pipeline. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, I look, the thing with John Lester is John Lester's pretty much accomplished everything you want to accomplish in a career. John Lester's going for the payday, and he's going for the term. It's probably his last big contract. Got the World Series rings, got all that stuff. Time to cash in if you're John Lester. I will be very surprised if the Jays... I shouldn't say I'll be very surprised if the Jays are a factor in this. Again, I don't know. John Lester's agent calls Alex and said, okay, here's our offer, and the best offer on the table is 5 years. Maybe Alex goes, I can better that. And as you heard Bob McCowan say in Primetime Sports, I mean, there, you know, there are rumblings around this building that Alex, again, let's just say that this five-year limit is not a product of Alex's mind. It's not a product of Roger's mind. It's a product of Paul Beeston's mind. And I don't know what would happen if Alex said, you know what? I can get this guy for 6 years. I'm going to have to go and talk to somebody about getting 6 years. None of us know what could happen if that was the case. Jeff Johnson's the head baseball coach at Chipola Junior College, which means he's coached Russ Martin and also Jose Bautista. Jeff Johnson will join us when the Jeff Blair Show continues on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590, The Fan on demand. Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
All right, we're back. Don't forget the Russell Martin News Conference at 2 o'clock from the Rogers Center. We will have it live on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. It'll be on the four main Sportsnet TV channels as well. Jamie Campbell, Greg Zahn, and myself will be doing stuff out of the studio. Wilner and Davidi will be down, I believe, along with Barry Davis. I don't know. We'll be down at the Rogers Center, and we'll have you covered top to bottom as the Blue Jays unveil Russell Martin as their new five-year, $82 million man. Russ Martin, I have to admit, I didn't really put two and two together until I was looking at this yesterday. But both Russell Martin and Jose Bautista went to Chipola Junior College in Marianna, Florida. And not only did they both go there, they were both there at the same time. Jeff Johnson, the head baseball coach at Chipola College, actually coached both Bautista and Russell Martin. Russell Martin had his uniform number retired. I believe, Jeff, earlier this year, did Russell have his uniform number retired?
Yeah, we did it the first week of February.
First week of February, that's right. What? Tell us a little bit about Russell, because it wasn't always carved in stone that he was going to be a catcher, was it?
No, Russ played here for us freshman year. He played second, third base for us, and kind of a crazy story. We had a kid named Clay Wehner who was a returning catcher Russell's sophomore year, and we had another kid signed who ended up signing in the draft, so we didn't really have a backup catcher, so I went to Russell about catching, you know, as a backup for some. He caught about 15 games, and it just kind of worked from there. The pro scout, we had 13 draft picks on that team that year, and we had a bunch of pro scouts in before we went to the state tournament, and one of the guys named Clarence Gines was sitting around, and another crazy story, Jeff Mathis, who was with Toronto for a while, was our high school catcher, was a senior here at that time as well. And I kind of compared Russell to Jeff a little bit as far as athleticism and all that. I said, you might want to take a look at him. And Clarence ended up drafting Russ. And I guess three years later, he's in big leagues.
What was it that made you think he could catch? Just the, you talked about the athleticism, but he's also, you know, you talk to people who have pitched since he's been in the major leagues, guys who've pitched to him. And the one thing they say is, they say he's so damn quick. Like, he'll set up and then shift. And, you know, normally you don't really want your catcher doing that. But when you talk to guys like A.J. Burnett and the Pirates, and they'll tell you he used to do that all the time, and it wasn't distracting. It was just part of Russell's game. He was so quick behind the plate.
The first couple of things I saw was his hands. I mean, he had great hands at third and second base. And then his throwing arm, his arm strength was above average as well. And then you get into toughness, competitiveness, all the little things of knowing the game inside and out. And, you know, it just kind of, and I thought, you know, I thought when he got into pro ball, his power in the bat was to hurt him at third base.
Mm-hmm.
And his foot speed would probably get him a little bit at second base. So it kind of felt like that was the spot where his tools kind of related as far as moving on in baseball.
Jeff Johnson's a baseball coach at Chipola College in Florida. He joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Were Jose and Russ, what were they like as teammates?
They're very good. Jose was a year ahead of Russ, so Jose was a sophomore the year Russell was a freshman, and so they played 1 year together. And you know, last year they both were back for our alumni weekend together, which was great. And you know, I know Russ was real excited early of hoping that Toronto would pick him up, and I'll text with Jose back and forth. I know he's proud there to be together again, and hope those two guys can move on and they can win a championship or two together.
So much has to happen in a guy's career for them to get from college to, you know, to the majors, let alone from college to the All-Star game. These guys both turned into All-Stars. Did you, like, you've been there, I think you've been there for 18, 19, 20 years. Could you look at these guys and say, yeah, there's potential there that they're just not going to be major leaguers, but that they're going to be All-Stars?
Well, that's one thing. I've been there 18 years, and that's one thing that, you know, sitting back and looking, it's, you'll see certain guys, and you'll say, this guy has a skill set or a tool set to be a big leaguer. And then I've been fortunate to have 14 big leaguers in my 18 years here. And then you look back at others, and you say, wow, what made those guys get to that pinnacle of their career and get to the big leagues? And a lot of it, you know, is work ethic, mental toughness, mental fortitude, all those type things. Both these guys have the ability. I mean, Jose was really, I mean, he was a skinny 160 pounder when he got here from the Dominican, who had great bat speed, great arm strength. Jose, a lot of people know this, Jose also closed for us, and he's up like 95 mile an hour on the mound.
I didn't know that
as well. And you know, and then Russ, you know, Russ's skill set of just being able to play everywhere. He was a, you know, he was a sponge. He wanted to learn the game. Always in the weight room working to get stronger. You know, when he got here, he wasn't, you know, as physical like he is now. And, you know, those guys just put the work in. If everybody knew what they did in the off season and how much work those guys put in the off season, I think that's what makes it for them, along with being very mentally tough, being smart kids and being good kids as well.
Listen, Jeff, I wish we had more time to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's given us some great insight into these two guys, and it is kind of cool that, you know, all these years later, they're teammates again.
Well, I'm proud. I'm proud it's happened for them. I know they're both excited. I look forward to coming up to Toronto sometime this year and watching them play.
That'd be great. We'll touch base with you when you come up here, Jeff. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Jeff Johnson's a head baseball coach at Chipola College in Marianna, Florida. 14 major leaguers in 18 years. Adam Loewen actually played at Chipola as well. Should have mentioned that. Another Canadian. Eric Yelding played there. They've had a bunch of major leaguers come out of there. But as I said, the fact that both Batista and Russell Martin to be together again, now they're both All-Stars after being together in junior college, after being together at Chipola, is pretty cool. We appreciate Jeff Johnson joining us. All right, that is it for us. Baseball Central at noon is next. Don't forget, you'll have Leafs and Tampa Bay Lightning tonight on Sportsnet 590, the Fan, Leafs Nation pre- and post-game with Stelic and Osborne. We'll have the Russell Martin news conference live at 2 o'clock from the Rogers Center on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Tim and Sid, well, actually Sid and I believe Kevin Barker will walk you through that, and Zahn and Campbell and myself will be in studio. Mike Wilner and Shai Davidi will be on the scene at the Rogers Center, and Barry Davis as well. There you go. So we'll have, you basically have a full lineup covering the Russ Martin news conference for you, both here on the website and on all the TV channels. That's it for me. Hockey Central at noon is next. Have a great day, everybody.